Well, this is going to be a fun one. What's going on, everybody? Passion of the Christoph podcast, or should I say the introduction to Mandy DeSandra. I am Mandy DeSandra. Christoph Paul is Mandy DeSandra. I feel like one of those douchebags right now who, like, you know, thinks about themselves in the third person or speaks that way. I am Mandy DeSandra, though. It was a pen name I came up with when I decided to write a story about masking. I am fascinated by erotica. I worked at a porn store. I kind of always wanted to write erotica, but it just never was for me. And I decided to write a masking story. This was like a good year ago. I saw a documentary about masking, and I thought it was fascinating. And I wanted to tell a story about, you know, this man John who wanted to do masking, and he wanted to be Vanessa, and it was kind of like a fairy tale. It was an erotic fairy tale. And then I just stopped. I started working on a thing called House of Fucks, which is kind of a parody of House of Cards, and that's really cool. I'm going to continue that. But yeah, I hit like a depression. I just didn't write for a while, and then, you know, I got on medicine, and I've been a lot freaking better. Seriously, if you have struggles with mental illness, mental health, whatever you want to call it, get help. Get help. I mean, my life is a shitload better by seeking help. I mean, I'm writing again, and I'm happy. Depression is a real thing. You know, depression really is really, really real. And it fucks you, and it fucks your art. There's no, that whole thing about, you know, oh, I'm this depressed artist, I'm going to make masterpieces. No, you're not. You're just going to fucking sit around being depressed. But anyways, so, you know, inspiration is back, and I saw my friend Ray put a picture of Kirk Hammett with a crocoduck, and I just thought, has anybody done an erotica with Kirk Hammett and a crocoduck? Because I'm fascinated by the whole dinosaur thing. I was one who, like, said, this, you have to see this. I love weird, fucked up things. That's why I'm drawn to Bizarro. And I looked, and I'm like, nobody's done this. Oh my God. And then I outlined for a week. I'm in school right now, so I just did it after my homework. I outlined, and then I wrote it in a week. And I just thought, oh, this is fun. You know, I thought this would prepare me because I'm working on Great White House, the sequel, Billary Bites Back. And I thought this will be a good exercise just to have fun, go wild, write this, you know, Kirk Cameron crocoduck thing, have real fun with it, but like really work on your craft. And I finished it. I finished on the day of. I did an edit, and I'm just like, oh, whatever, you know, it's Mandy DeSandra, you know, it's a fun pen name, try something out, I'll just put it out, you know, let me focus on Great White House 2, that's what's really important. You know, I felt really good about the story. I'm like, I did something really cool here, but I thought it was so crazy and out there that it's just, you know, it would get lost in the crazy shuffle. And I put it out, you know, and I promoted it through Twitter. I'm good at Twitter, I'm good at influence. I just thought it'd be fun, you know. I just thought it'd be fun, and now I'm in fucking Huffington Post. I'm in Jezebel. I mean, you AV Club. Like, this thing just went fucking viral. It went fucking viral. I mean, it's just insane. And I mean, I know a lot of writers are just cringing right now that I made, you know, money, pretty good money in book sales, working on a thing for a week. But I, you know what? I want to say something, and I hope there's some good lessons here. Many, many years ago, like freshman year of college, I decided to write a book called Everyone's Left Behind, a parody of the Left Behind series, and it ended with Britney Spears was the whore of Babylon, and you know, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were the 10 Kings. I was like, I love the fucking evangelical stuff. I just get off on it. So I did a parody of it, and it ended like Britney ended up in hell with Marquis de Sade, and he excuse me, I'm not trying to be, you know, trigger warning, whatever. He fisted Britney Spears. He's like, oh, this is delightful. You will be my lover for, you know. And then Satan had to be with the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC as they worked on their album. That was his punishment. So he's like in heaven. And, it, you know, it got passed around. It was kind of this cult thing. I never tried to publish it. I wish I did. It actually was a really funny story. You know, and then many years later, I decide, oh, you know, it'd be fun to write about that fucking asshole guy. I hate that guy, the you know, God Hates Fags guy. So I wrote Fred Phelps is in Hell. I have not even promoted it because I don't like the book, honestly. I'm not crazy about it. It's okay. People, I have some fans that found it funny. I just thought it was okay. You know, and it ends up with, instead of Brittany and Marquis de Sade, it's Satan fucking Fred Phelps. You know what I mean? So it's kind of the same ending. And then in this one, as many of you read, there's, you know, there's a similar ending. So it's like, I feel like I worked on this story for probably 10 years, 10 to 12 years. You know, it wasn't just, oh, this thing came to me in a week and I have this magical thing. It doesn't work that way. You know, I see with writing, it's like, quantity does give you quality. As crazy as that sounds, I remember Carlton Mellick saying that, and you know, it makes a lot of people that go to MFAs cringe because we're, you know, I guess you're taught to like work on a novel for 4 years, but you know, I noticed that writing, I wrote something really shitty, then I wrote something decent, and this, I don't know, you can. I don't know if it's fucking good or not. I don't know. I just know I had a lot of fun with it, and I feel like that story I was trying to tell with the Left Behind thing, I finally got right. I finally got this evangelical parody sex thing that I guess I wanted to do, this transgressive thing, and it all came out, you know? It just all came, even with typos and shit that's in there. So I was like, whatever, you know? And it almost works in a way. It's like an Ed Wood type of thing. It just kind of was, it was chaos magic. I guess maybe I'm a believer now in chaos magic, and I, you know, and that's the thing. I thought, well, what do I do now? What the fuck do I do now? I mean, this is, you know, you have to understand. I mean, I don't know, some of you are writers and some of you just are just regular people and you're cool and I appreciate you listening. And now I don't know who the fuck's going to listen now. I don't, you know, will people give a shit who Mandy DeSandra is? I don't know. I don't really know. But, you know, I'm speechless about it. It's just you're used to just, you know, hoping for hope. You know, when you put stuff out there, you know, and you can have a small press and you can be in the big five, or you can self-publish. You know, I don't really care about the labels. So I think each book has a different, you know, different thing. This was very self-published and it kind of worked to its advantage. And I think it's inspiring, though, because I don't think it's the best book ever by any means. But you know what? It made a shitload of people happy. You know, so I noticed there's people that are like, oh my God, this is just, I want to shoot myself. But at the end of the day, it's about bringing joy to others. This book made people fucking laugh. You know, even if it's just a joke, it made people fucking laugh. It made people laugh more and they maybe will get more out of it than a great literary novel. Is that sad and fucked up? I think it is. In some ways, that self-hating Jew in me is like, what are you doing? You're part of the problem. You're helping destroy literature. I don't know. I actually think though it's a really good bizarro novelette. I do. I do in my heart. I think it just kind of it's a combination of luck and passion. And I just didn't care. There was a reckless abandonment, and I think being Mandy DeSandra, and that's the thing. I'm not mentally ill, but I approach writing like a method actor, and I just was like, I'm Mandy DeSandra, you know. And it's a different energy to it when I use this pen name. And it just, you know, things came together well. And it just, you know, it's luck. I mean, at the end of the day, I just got lucky. And I'll take it because I've been working on writing for obviously a long time. I mean, it's a good 12 years. And, you know, you get there when you get there. You know, I feel, it's funny, I just feel so exhausted right now. But it's like, you know, it's nice. I mean, I have a family that actually is like, hey, are you working on writing? Like, they never ask. I'm from, like, a Jewish-Italian family. It's just, writing is looked at as, like, a silly thing. You know, it's just, it's not something you really do. It's not a way to make money. And this thing made some money. So, you know, fucking capitalism. What the fuck are you going to do? So, I don't know. So, but I'm coming clean about it. Because I'm like, what do I do after this? That's what I was saying before. What do I do now? You know, and like people want to interview me on the radio, and I'm just like, do I pretend to be a girl? I don't know if I feel comfortable about that. Am I going to say, you know, I'm, you know, I just, and I talked to, you know, I won't say the guy's name. He's basically like really, really involved in the bizarro community. He's a good horror writer. Probably a lot of, you know, but, you know. And he's just like, you gotta say something, man. You gotta say something. You know, you gotta be you. You gotta come out. And I thought of like one of my favorite writers right now, Craig Davidson, who goes by Nick Cutter. I just thought, hey, I want to keep writing this erotica stuff. I like being Mandy DeSandra. I feel, that passion I feel for certain rights. I wrote another book, A Fair and Balanced Fuckfest, with that energy. Like, I want to be Mandy DeSandra. She est moi, as what's that fucking writer said? That French guy, the fucking Madame Bovary guy. She est moi, Madame Bovary. Man, I'm sounding fucking pretentious, but I'll roll with it. I want to write more books as her. I just she she's I feel at home being Mandy DeSandra, and I like being her on Facebook and Twitter. So I'm not gonna change anything. I like that, in Mandy's world, she had an ex named Trevor. And this is the thing, I'm actually dealing with a lot of my own shit through it. So it's therapeutic performance art being Mandy DeSandra. Because Trevor is just really another, I had a ex-girlfriend who just like I was so fucking in love with her. Not the woman I'm with now, not my beloved Lisa, no, this other woman I really fucking loved who just she gave me so much shit about the weird stuff I wrote. So Trevor's kind of I think my way of dealing with that, and because it's just sad still to me, still. And I don't know, it's just I enjoy being Mandy. There's a fun to social media. I think that's what we forget. There's a marketing can be really fucking fun. You just have to make it creative. You just have to have some passion with it. You have to make it art. You have to make marketing art. And I feel I talked to somebody about my Twitter book, so it's I think it finally found a home. I didn't want to really put that out myself because fuck it, it's a fucking Twitter book. It's marketable, but goddamn, it's a Twitter book. I don't want to go through. I don't want to go through all the work for fucking Twitter book. I don't care how much money. So that's cool though, because it's this shows like this stuff matters. This stuff matters, and I really hope that if this, I mean, this could all die tomorrow. I mean, these people would be like, "Oh fuck, crocoducks! This is stupid," and that's fine too. I'll keep doing what I'm doing, but I hope this brings other people to bizarro fiction. I'm really passionate about this genre. It influenced this book, and it's one of the things I feel most proud of, because it was a really tight story and a really great voice, and it just the tight it's just it, I love seeing people look at the book and go, "What the fuck is this? What the f are you fucking serious?" It's just that's better than any 5-star review to me. I don't know why, but it is. So, and to the media people. What was I going to tell you? You're just like, "Hey, I want to talk to Mandy DeSandra. Here we go." And you guys are awesome. I want to give all props to the Huffington Post, props to Jezebel, Voctiv. There's a lot of fucking things, man. I mean, this is crazy. These are all national, Gawker. There were some great reviews, man. People got the humor. People got the humor. I mean, you write a book with. How do you know? I mean, there's fucking cheese Jesus, Jesus, stigmata hand sex. I mean, this thing just, I mean, this was some fucked up shit, but it was fun to me. At the same time, there was just like, like when I played on stage, it was that same feeling like, man, I don't know what I'm doing, but I like it, So, I think that passion was put onto that page, and that passion sometimes can make up for little mistakes. Sometimes you can sing out of key. Sometimes you'll have some typos, and sometimes it works for its own advantage. But I don't know. I'm not gonna like, people who think, "Oh, you're destroying literature" or something like that. Like, literature is stronger than all of us. Storytelling is gonna live. Oh yeah, fucking tangent. Jesus Christ. Anyways, storytelling. So when I worked at the porn store, I noticed something. Like, there would be a guy come in, he spoke very well, and he would be like, just saying, he'd say interesting things, very smart, very, everything put together. But, it was not very memorable. And then these other guys would come in the porn store, fucking stupid guys, but goddamn, they tell a story, And that's, I learned from them. I'm like, storytelling and writing are separate skills. They are separate skills. And I don't know. I mean, you can teach story structure for sure, but there's just some people that have a natural way, and when they put themselves in it, it's really fucking entertaining. And I feel like I kind of did that with this. Being Mandy gave me permission to just go hog wild. So, and that's what it is. It's really we live for story. We live for story, and this was just a ridiculous fun story. And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it, and I'll definitely do more. The Fair and Balanced Fuckfest book will be next of Mandy's. I'm working on Great White House 2, and it's complementing each other. You know, I'm seeing my language get tighter, and I'm seeing characters have way more shades, and I don't know. You know, I like what's going on. I'm at NeeCon right now, and I'm having an awesome time. I miss my lady. It's the first time I've been away from her. But you know, it's good to miss her. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have that missing feeling. We're usually up each other's ass, so it's kind of nice to feel that longing. And you know, I just hope you all accept Mandy DeSandra still. You know, and the gay community, you've been really awesome, and I am on your side, and I'll always fight for you. And you know, to others, man, I nothing's really changed. I still feel the same, and I still will write what I want to write. And you know, I just want to keep it real. I want to keep it real. I don't want to put on some charade or something. You know, I love selling books. That Jew Italian, I love fucking selling books, and it's a good feeling. But in the end of the day, so yeah, I'll be Christoph Paul. That will be like the main guy, and I'll be moonlighting as Mandy DeSandra. That is who I will write pretty much satire, bizarro erotica. So basically, it's just erotica. If it's anything erotic, it's going to be with Mandy DeSandra, and if not, it's Christoph Paul, you know. And that feels good. It's really exciting artistically. It makes me feel really good, and it's been really good to be around writers. And you know, because this was like, what the fuck do I do? There's no. Hey, my pen name just went fucking viral. Yeah, what do I do now? They don't teach you that in writing school, you know. That shit. I did go to writing school, and I think they're fucking embarrassed. They're fucking embarrassed. But you know, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I don't mind. I don't care. So I'm gonna keep it at 20 minutes, man. I am dragging. I am fucking dragging. There's gonna be a roast tonight, and I had some good scotch yesterday. I'm so out of it right now. I mean, this whole week's been so, this is a draining thing to, you know, to see yourself in the news is very surreal, you know. And nothing's really changed, you know. I'm not like, oh man, I have it all figured out. It's not like I'm gonna make a shitload of money from this. I mean, you have to basically do 20 of these to make money, make a living as a writer. You know, nothing's changed yet. I mean, I kind of have faith that I can get where I want to go. That's the nice thing. It's like, you know, all right, I'm on the right track here. And it's nice to get respect from your peers. I'm really happy when something bizarro, you know, finds its way into the mainstream. And fuck, Mandy DeSandra did that. It wasn't me, it was Mandy. My books, nobody gave a fuck. They're like, I got some people like, oh, you're funny, you're cool, you know, like little cult shit. Nobody in fucking Gawker or Jezebel talking about my books. No, Mandy's the star. I'm this Christoph Paul is the side chick of Mandy DeSandra. That's what I've decided. I'm just the side chick. It's fucking Entourage, you know. I'm the brother. I'm the less famous brother, and I'm actually kind of happy with that. There's just something about that that's very appealing to me. So who knows? And who knows? Maybe I'll collab one day. Maybe Christoph Paul, Mandy DeSandra. Ooh, I actually have a book in mind. I actually have a book in mind. I'll keep that to myself. That could be really fun because it does have some fun sex scenes in it. So I don't know. Other than that, next week is episode 50, and I'm gonna be at Scares That Care. Yes, I'm saying that right. And there's a writer I fucking look up to big time. I want to see if I can interview him. Another one as well. I want to see if I can get some special people for the 50th episode. And you know, from the heart, the people that have knew this already, you know, and the people that have shared this podcast, you know, thank you. Like, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. You know, I'm an artist. I want to be heard, and so do you know a lot of you. And it's just, I just that's all I can say is thank you. You know, it means a lot. It really, really means a lot. And there's really no way I can repay. It's just I'm gonna I work my ass off. I mean, that's the one thing I feel I can claim, and I will continue doing that for the people that enjoy what I'm doing. And you know, just thank you. Thank you. It's been a good week. So on that note, the Passion of the Christoph podcast, Christoph Paul, a.k.a. Mandy DeSandra, I am out. Peace.